Recording in progress.
Thank you very much. The meeting is duly opened. Apologies, Senator Sipo.
Didn't receive any apology, Chairperson, so there's none.
Okay. As long as not everybody is here, whoever is not here, it might be a matter of being absent. Okay. The purpose of the meeting today is really to pass the two visits we have, both in Free State and the one in Kiani. So let's have that presentation being made by who is going to do it?
The first one is Tomani Chukwuma.
And I want Tomani Mawane.
Then they are the one.
How are you, Chengora?
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm just making sure that everyone sees me. Good morning, Chairperson and honorable members, and the colleagues online. I just want to upload the report. Okay, it is. I take it that everyone is seeing the report.
Okay. Yes, you do.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that. This is a report for the oversight visit to Free State. This is a report to the oversight visit to Free State that was conducted between 29th and 31st of March. The introduction deals with the mandate of the committee as outlined in the Constitution, and it also provides the aim of the oversight visit in the Free State. I think it's important to indicate that the aim was to check the extent to which eradication or to confirm or verify the achievement of targets as communicated to the committee. And it was conducted at a number of projects. One of the projects reads Petra Spain, Arlington, which were conducted on the 29th, and this project falls under Mthethane local municipality. And on the 30th and 31st, we conducted the oversight at Fixback, Senegal, and Clocklan under Sesotho municipality. And there are the delegations or the people that were there. Section 2 deals with the opening remarks by the chairperson, where he reiterated the aim of the oversight visit. And of concern here is that we wanted to the oversight visit to coincide with the handover of the project, which unfortunately none of the projects managed to meet the estimated completion date. And the third section deals with the remarks by district and local municipality mayors and speakers. I'm going to read this because this is very important. The mayors and the speaker raised the concern about the demands from business forums for work which threatens the smooth implementation of projects. They also raised concerns, an issue with the conduct of a site manager who reported to work drunk and delayed payments to workers by contractors. These are some of the challenges that have led to poor performance and delays across all projects. Contractors, especially G5 Group, are mainly to blame for the majority of delays as they fail to pay their workers, resulting in protests. There is no consequence for poor performance as these delays date back to the inception of this project. The delays and effects of poor planning result in costly variation orders, which in other cases double the original budget, way above the 15% threshold for variation orders. The district municipalities do not have the powers and functions like in other provinces, as these were taken away in 2003. These functions include fire, disaster management, water services, which now reside with local municipalities. However, the transfer of functions did not include the transfer of employees, now paid through grants meant for other services. Lack of technical skills in municipalities further compound poor performance and cost escalations of most projects. For instance, positions are tailored for individuals who are unqualified and failed to do the job. This is a serious problem across all municipalities. Budget allocations by the Department of Water and Sanitation to local municipalities are not shared with district municipalities, which makes it difficult for the district to conduct oversight of local municipalities. Therefore, it is recommended that the department be transparent regarding budget allocations to local municipalities. Section 4 deals with the presentation by the department on budget eradication program in the Free State. To deliver dignified sanitation systems, the department has drafted a national sanitation framework, which is ready for submission to the cabinet for final approval. The NSF provides this for revised norms and standards for sanitation and equitable sanitation provision across all settlement types, strengthening the monitoring and compliance to standards and setting measures to improve service delivery, such as support in various forms to address service delivery challenges. For instance, the rapid rural urban migration leads to establishment of new informal settlements across all major towns. The current legislation does not allow municipal investments in infrastructure development in informal settlements. Therefore, municipalities provide informal settlements with buckets or chemical toilets as temporary solutions for sanitation. In other instances, households in informal settlements build makeshift pit latrines, which are slightly more dignified than bucket toilets. In short, the NSF seeks to enable municipalities to provide dignified sanitation solutions to informal settlements, among many other issues. Bucket eradication established to eradicate bucket toilets in formal areas. It is worth noting that the bucket toilets in formal areas keep increasing due to informal settlements formalization. In this case, the department will work with municipality to provide sanitation so that the minimum norms for sanitation are adhered to in informal settlements. The Department of Human Settlement commissions an audit on the state of sanitation in South Africa in 2012, which found the use of bucket toilets as a form of sanitation was prevalent in Eastern Cape, Free State, Northwest, and Northern Cape. This means the total number of bucket toilets in formal areas was 57,579 post-1994 in its closeout report. With the establishment of the Department of Water and Sanitation in 2014, the sanitation program was transferred from the bucket from the Department of Human Settlements. This included the critical bucket eradication program, which was already under implementation. The severity and agency to eradicate bucket toilets brought together DHS, then DWAF, and Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs to constitute what is popularly known as Troika. The Troika of Ministries established integrated working environment that pulled together financial and technical resources to expedite the incremental realization of the constitutional right to water, dignity, and safe environment. This is in this regard, the state-owned entities and institutions are appointed as BEP implementing agents, in particular the water boards, providing bulk water service in various province institutions as the Bloem Water, Free State, Magalies, Northwest, Municipal Infrastructure Support Agency, and Sidibeng Water, Northern Cape, National Urban Reconstruction and Housing Agency, Eastern Cape. The committee's preferences influence the choice of sanitation technology to replace the bucket toilet. The government sought to use a mix of sanitation solutions, including waterborne, ventilated pit latrines, but committees rejected the latter. The Select Committee on Appropriation recommended the minister not to use public entities in the implementation of indirect grant 6B, which the Department of Water and Sanitation complied with by allowing water boards to complete the work that was in progress, while those that had not started were handed over to the Department of Implementation for implementation. The BEP is funded through the indirect Schedule 6B grant. The majority of projects that were handed over and the top structure of the toilets completed while lacking bulk services, which are reported to have yet to be part of the scope of works. The constructed toilets that were not flushing and required connection to bulk services stood at 12,221, as shown in Table 1. There is the table that shows the bucket toilet backlogs as of March 2023 in Free State and Northern Cape provinces. And the completed flushing toilets stood at 1,421. And mainly all of those that are completed are in Northern Cape. So there is none that was completed in the Free State. The Department of Water and Sanitation appointed its construction unit to complete the bulk services in 6 of 11 towns. The towns are concerned with slow pace of implementation and decided to increase the pace of implementation by appointing NPO, the gift of the givers, to undertake this component of work. However, the appointment of gift of the givers was later declared irregular. Further to this, the Minister Sisulu gave directive to transfer BEP to the Human Settlements and the Housing Development Agency to manage and implement the project. The initiative failed as 3 out of 6 HDA contracts were found to be irregular. Nevertheless, the new Minister Mchunu directed the transfer of the BEP back to DWS in August 2021. This process was successfully finalized and contractors were appointed for all projects except for a single project in the Northern Cape province. Bucket eradication progress report. The estimated completion date for all BEP projects in the Free State province was March 2023, which all projects failed to meet. As shown in Table 2, the actual progress on site stood at 35% on average, with Fixback reporting the highest progress at 45%, while Clocklan reported the least progress at 19%. Reasons for poor performance: the procurement of goods and services from construction units of the department contributed to some delays when construction unit commenced work at Seneca, but this has since been resolved with the introduction of the infrastructure procurement policy and strategy in 2022. Demand for work by local business forums has disrupted work at Clocklan and Fixback projects for more than 80 days, while Reef and Petra's Fail also suffered some delays due to demand by these forums. There is an allegation that these demands may have resulted in the shooting of a site agent in November 2022, who was reported to be on medical leave during the oversight visit. Non-payment of workers by contractors resulted in labor disputes, which contributed to delays mainly at Clocklan and Fixback. Some of these delays affected production for almost 4 months. The majority of the scope of work involves earthworks for constructing pump stations, raising mains, and installing bulk pipelines. Senegal recorded up to 80 millimeters of rain per week and a total of 240 millimeters for 3 weeks, while Arlington recorded 195 of rain for February 2023. The high water table exacerbated the effects of the heavy rains at some of the projects, as the majority of pump stations are located in low-lying areas. In this case, heavy rains significantly disrupted progress on site with deep excavations, which are filled with water. This results in draining the water through pumping to allow areas to dry and continue with work. These issues affected almost all projects and resulted in delays of 3 to 4 months. In addition, poor soil conditions in Dalesville and Arlington necessitated changes to existing designs mid-construction due to the repositioning of 2 pump stations and their outfall sewers to and from the new position of the pump station. The invert levels, the depth of sewer lines, and the inlet works to the wastewater treatment works require deeper expansions for the sump to tie in with the network. This situation resulted in very deep excavations up to 8 meters deep at some of the pump stations. However, due to the depth and safety concerns, the excavations had to be opened wider to create safe working environment, which is time consuming and delays progress. Malfunctioning of wastewater treatment works and lack of capacity at some of these plants are contributing to delays at majority of projects in Clocklan and Fixback. Most wastewater treatment plants are not functional, except for oxidation ponds at Arlington. Sewage spills are severe, and the use of toilets that are not yet connected to bulk sewer lines and disposal of foreign objects into the sewer system worsens the sewage spills through the overflowing manholes. In addition, the theft and vandalism of wastewater treatment plants have completely rendered them dysfunctional. Muggings of operators, other workers, and these wastewater treatment plants are also rife. Other challenges include an incomplete and poorly drafted bill of quantities, which needs to include some of the essential items and services for the successful implementation of the project, such as the variation orders, which resulted in escalation of costs and delays. For example, variation of orders were sought for the procurement of dewatering of excavations, purchase of 315 millimeter class 12 pipe, and appointment of CLOs. Table 2, expenditure and progress as of March 2023. In Cloakland, the project was estimated to be completed by July. The new completion date is July 2023. Fixed deck completion date September 2023. Senegal, October 2023. Pietrastein, July 2023. Reeds, August 2023, Arlington, 11 September 2023, Dallasville, 27 July 2023. And the actual progress on site is 35, as indicated earlier on. And the total expenditure as of March was at around 103 million. And the budget that expenditure in terms of budget is 20%. So there is no progress at all in that regard. Mitigation measures to address causes of poor performance. The department has undertaken to accelerate all technical and strategic decisions pertaining to the implementation of BEP in the Free State province. This would involve reviewing all engineering designs and scope of works, and accelerating all pending designs for BEP for all areas. In addition, all contractors have been instructed to develop project acceleration plans. Mandatory bi-monthly meetings with all contractors will be convened to ensure compliance and adherence to project milestones. Table 3 provides the detailed interventions for rehabilitating the wastewater treatment plants. For example, the need for a proper waterborne system in Arlington will be resolved by developing a grey water package plant that will provide water for flushing toilets. So table 3 shows the rehabilitation of the wastewater treatment works at various sites, at various wastewater treatment plants, the fixed deck, which is a biofilter and exhibition ponds, and the size of that plant is 12 megaliters. Senegal, it is biofilter and exhibition ponds, Cloakland, and activated sludge, and it's a 4.5 megaliter. I think the upgrading will be 4.5 megaliters. Arlington, oxidation ponds, and then that's where they are proposing a new grey water package plant. Pietrastein, biofilter and oxidation ponds, Reeds oxidation ponds, Dallasville and its oxidation ponds as well. Section 5, oversight visit site reports. These are the short descriptions of the oversight observations. The first site, Arlington site report, the committee assessed the sewer pump station currently under construction. The contractor for this project is Tefla. The project has been affected by high water table and unstable soil conditions. The informal settlements infringe on the sewer pipeline's servitude line, which requires resurveying, redirection of the pipeline. Livestock farming also interferes with the project, as crawls are located very close to the pump station. The department indicated that the application for laying the pipelines across the main road had been approved by the Department of Transport, but with the condition that the pipeline should be drilled under the road to avoid damage to the road. This would escalate costs and delay the project. This project is delayed, and the estimated completion date is September 2023. Petra Stein. The contractor for this project is CD. The committee assessed the construction works for a new pump station outflow sewer line. The department indicated that the construction work was partly delayed by the discovery of electrical cables in the ground, which needed to be shown on the survey maps, but were not. The lack of maps that show the existing services on the ground is a cause for concern, leading to delays and escalation of costs as designs have to be amended to accommodate existing services on the ground. This is also delayed and will be completed in July 2023. Site report, the committee inspected the construction of the raising mains for bulk services severely affected by the flooding and high water table. CD as the contractor also implements this project. The graveyard is also extending onto the project site, delaying the progress. This project is also delayed, estimated to be complete by August 2023. Fixbeg wastewater treatment plant. And the BEP site report, the contractor for this project is G5 Group. The committee assessed the wastewater treatment works that will receive the sewer from the sewage from the Fixbeg BEP when it is completed and the excavations for the bulk sewer lines. Unfortunately, the wastewater treatment has been entirely dysfunctional since 2019 due to vandalism and theft. The plant has been stripped of all copper and related metals. The insurance for this plant was cancelled in 2018 due to severe theft and vandalism incidents. Several armed robberies were reported that robbed operators and other workers of their possessions. All these incidences have been reported to police. There needs to be security to guard the place. The state of this plant means that all the sewage is passing through into the Caledon River untreated. The department indicated that it had issued several directives to the municipality to address the raw sewage discharge into the river. Senegal site report, this project is implemented by construction unit of the department while materials are procured through G5 Group. The committee assessed pump station 1 and 2. The pump station will collect sewage from all households and pump it to the wastewater treatment plant. The high water table and hard bedrock delayed progress on the project. The department reported that the environmental impact assessment and the associated specialist studies, as the geotechnical studies, such as the geotechnical studies, were only done after the commencement of the project. If this assessment was done prior to the project, some of the environmental challenges would have been identified and dealt with before the commencement of the project. The estimated completion date is October 2023. Clockland site report, this is the biggest BEP project, which is set to eradicate 3,379 bucket toilet systems. The G5 group implements it. This project has 5 pump stations at this project. The committee assessed pump station 4 and the Clockland wastewater treatment plant. The pump station will cater for 400 households, but has a design capacity to serve population growth for the next 20 years. Bedrock and high table include heavy rains negatively affected progress on site. However, councillors reported that the contractor does not work regularly. In fact, work only resumed in anticipation of the committee site visit. However, the G5 group disputed this and stated that they were working at the other sites and are on course to complete the project in July 2023. There appears to be a lack of communication between the contractor and the councillors. Nevertheless, the contractor undertook to improve stakeholder relations with the communities and the councillors. The Clockland wastewater treatment plant combines an excavated sludge treatment system and oxidation ponds. It was upgraded in 2018 from 2.1 to 4.5 megaliters to accommodate the effluent from BEP. The upgrade was funded through MIG to the tune of 18 million. Contrary to the presentation by the department, this plant needed to be fixed during the oversight visit. The reason for the dysfunction is the broken motor due to electricity load shedding. The plant needs to be better maintained, as the sedimentation tank was covered by green algae, which is a sign of non-functioning of a sedimentation tank that has been sitting idle for an extended period. There was no security at this plant, exposing it to the risk of theft and vandalism. Remarks and observation by the committee. The committee was unanimous on displeasure with the slow pace of the implementation of the BEP in the Free State. The forever moving completion dates were less of a concern than the completion date, which has been moving since 2019. Nevertheless, the committee accepts the new completion dates, which fall within the third quarter of the 2023-24 financial year. It is worth noting that this date is in line with the recently tabled annual performance plan of the Department of Water and Sanitation for the year 2023-2024 to 2025-2026, which shows that the bucket toilets will be eradicated as follows: quarter one, 500, quarter two, 3,228, quarter three, 6,670. The committee was concerned with the magnitude of poor planning for the entire BEP, resulting in unnecessary delays and cost escalations. For instance, the discovery of electrical cables in the ground at Petra Stein project, hard bedrock, high water table at the majority of project sites, encroachment of graveyard and former settlements onto the project areas are some of the issues that demonstrate that no planning was done. If proper planning was done, the environmental impact assessment, which would have included specialty studies such as geotechnical, heritage, social, among other issues, would have been identified and planned before the commencement of the project. Another striking example is the installation of a complete flush toilet without a connection to the bulk sewer system. The toilet installation should have been the last after the completion of the bulk service. In addition, the too many and costly variation orders are also examples of poor planning and project management. The committee noticed the highest level of negligence from the department and municipalities relating to critical infrastructure, which was left unsecured and not maintained. This has resulted in the complete breakdown of wastewater treatment plants, such as those in the Fixback and Clockland regions, where poor operation and maintenance threatened the already scarce freshwater resources. Theft and vandalism arise because there's no security and wastewater treatment plants are left unattended for extended periods. Apart from pollution of water resources, lack of security, poor infrastructure maintenance also contribute to wasting financial resources that are supposed to serve the other communities across the country. The transfer of BEP to the Housing Development Agency contributed to delays, as HDI did not do anything except appointing contractors, some of which were found to have been irregularly appointed. The committee noted the department and the municipalities needed to take advantage of the district development plan, which a development model, which could have resolved some of the challenges faced by the BEP, such as laying bulk pipelines across main roads and providing electricity to wastewater treatment plants. The committee noted that it costs $96,000 to replace a single bucket toilet system, which appears to be very expensive for a single flushing toilet. However, bucket toilets violate human rights and should be eradicated with speed. The committee noted the threats and the anarchist behavior from the so-called construction mafia that are masquerading as business foremost, demanding work from legitimate contractors. The committee noted the shooting incident that resulted in a site agent's hospitalization. The committee wishes him a speed recovery. Resolutions: the following oversight briefings, observations, remarks, and the committee makes the following. Resolutions. Resolution 7.1 on monthly project progress report. The department should provide monthly project progress report to Parliament starting from June 2023. The committee will host monthly virtual meetings on DEP from June 2023 to assess progress towards completion dates as presented during the oversight and agreed to by all stakeholders. Infrastructure security report. The department, working with the relevant municipalities, should secure all wastewater treatment plants and related infrastructure. In this regard, the department should provide a security report to Parliament by June 2023, detailing security provisions at this project. business forums. The department should engage with South African Police Service and other security agencies through the DDM and other intergovernmental relations processes to address the threats and risks associated with construction mafia or business forum, and provide a report to Parliament by July 2023. Sewage pollution directives. The department should enforce the directives it has issued to all municipalities discharging untreated sewage into rivers, such as its also local municipality. It should provide a report on the enforcement of these directives, including but not limited to interventions by polluting municipalities and consequences for continuous pollution of rivers and other water resources by July 2023. Non-payment of workers by contractors. The department should intervene where contractors are not paying the workers on time and work with the municipality to find a way to get the workers paid and ensure that there are consequences for contractors that fail to pay their workers on time. Transfer of assets to municipalities. The transfer of assets to municipalities after completion should be done in a way that considers the capacity to operate and maintain within the municipality. Where there is a need for more capacity, the department should delay handover while assisting the municipality in developing internal capacity by either training existing staff or appointing people with requisite technical skills. Chairperson, that is the oversight report to the Free State. Thank you. Chairperson?
He's not on the platform.
He's not there.
Mm-mm. He's disconnected.
Oh, I see. What do we do now?
Mr. Zeki?
I'll try to call him.
Yeah.
Quickly. I think he's disconnected.
Can we ask the acting whip to take over for a while? As Nosipho is owning the chairperson.
He is joining now. He was also disconnected, the acting whip.
Chini. Acting whip. We're waiting for you.
Is that joining, Nangoku?
I will.
We don't have whips in this portfolio, committee. It's a whip in the NC meeting.
We are kind of.
The name of the honorable member. Her name is not a whip.
Nosipho, are you not getting hold of the chairperson?
Oh, Mr. Ge, we have phone, so and phone is on.
No, he's trying to connect. Yeah, he said he was kicked in. He was kicked out by the system, but he's trying to connect.
2 minutes, Rebecca.
Chairperson?
Yes, no super.
Okay.
Is Tomani finished?
Yes.
Okay. Members, stay with us. Myself, I'm sorry I was kicked out of the system, but I'm back now. I want to hear mem. Are we presenting the another one?
After the adoption of this one, Chairperson.
Yes, I thought so. Let me hear members, those who want to, who have a take on it. Honorable Mutala and Honorable Tseke. And Honorable Zubai. Honorable Mutala?
No, Chairperson, Erikiti Swaga. And then straight mona o report here ya lena ya kopatsa
a se a rona ke a ke a le wena ke a hao
Chairperson. I see on the report is quiet. I saw it covered, yes, a lot of things that we saw there. Ke go hloka tswele pele ya mereko. So ke batla gore gape re bolele, there was a sewage plant that was abandoned somewhere, and then they abandoned it. They say now they are working on that other one, but the very same one that they are working on it is also not operational. So this thing, it seems like it's a trend everywhere. Where you go, you find that when another sewage plant is being built, this other one is abandoned. When we come to the issue of the oversight report here, yeah, Mopani, I'll also bring this thing, but I'll show gore re grade ngo Mopani, and then ele gore e contradicta yela ya Free State. So this abandonment of wastewater infrastructures, which we spend a lot of money on them, they must come to an end. It must be part of our resolution, Chairperson. And the other thing, Chairperson, this thing of moving targets every now and then. It was March, now it's July here in Free State, summer in September. We know September, they won't be finished. So it's about time now these people who are telling us lies to be fired. We cannot be told lies when our people are suffering on the ground. So it must, I think these deadlines, they are the correct deadlines as it is being stipulated there. The other thing, Chairperson, is that issue, yeah, site manager, and I see there on the report, it even says that the committee wishes him a speedy recovery. It's not enough. We have wished him a speedy recovery. We cry with him of what happened. But what we want to know, we cannot allow the fact that the construction, I naturally believe because Mutuko Stetler, we don't have a site manager. So there must be a resolution in terms of that. We cannot wait for someone who is at the hospital. I think the department must appoint a site manager. It cannot be a reason that there was delays because someone is being shot. Today, tomorrow, if I die as Commissioner Rebecca Mhlala of the Economic Freedom Fighters, must the Economic Freedom Fighters not appoint anyone in this portfolio committee because myself, I'm dead. It's really out of order. So I think there must be appointment of a site manager so that we can avoid this loss of monies in those things. There must also be, I think, a progressive resolution in terms of the transfers of baggage eradication programs to the Housing Development Agency contributed to delays. As HDA did not do anything except appointing contractors, what did we do? What happened to these people? you are saying the minister did appoint irregularly and all those things. What did we do to the minister? Is the officials the only people that must account in this parliament? Politicians are not accounting. The minister here, according to the report, but what did we do? There must be something there on that resolution. What happened to this minister? Who did as he did? And then we end up facing serious delays in terms of the constructions. Thank you.
Honorable Jake, I'm not sure we're in the same ballpark.
Same what, Jake?
Ballpark, the Mashala.
Oh, no. The Chair, thanks very much, and Chomani, thanks for the report. And one in let's check the attendance. If I remember correctly, Honorable Swai was part of the meeting, but I think there's a lot of noise. There's a lot of background noise. I don't know where is it coming from. It's not me.
It was on me. Sorry,
Oh, it's not you. Okay. Tomani, let's check the attendance of members. Yes. Honorable Stroy was part of this visit as much as she attended some few days, and she had an emergency. She left us there because of an emergency at home, but she was part of those 2 days. So I don't know how many days, 2 days she was part of the delegation. And secondly, Chair, the entire body, the entire report, I think is a true reflection of what we have seen or what we have discovered in Free State. I think I would want to agree with how the report was captured, the issues that have been identified in each and every site, and the recommendations that have been captured. What I want to emphasize, Chair, is on the findings, resolutions, to say we have agreed at that point to say we will meet 7.1 captures it, that will have monthly project progress report. And I think we should not miss it at some point when we draft our program of action, or our agenda items as the portfolio committee. At some point, we must then include them so that we can be able to get a progress report in terms of the performance of this project, Chairperson. But generally, I would want to agree with the recommendation and the contents of the report. And yes, we were not happy in terms of the progress, especially even with the appointment of some contractors, your G5 group, which was a cause for concern even to our community members. But I think on the progress, we will be able to get it when we interact with them. I'm not quite sure whether have we not resolved in terms of the monthly written reports besides engaging them virtually. I'm not quite sure, but I think at some point we raised that matter that even if we can't find time to meet with them virtually, but they must be able to inform on a written report to the portfolio committee on the progress thereof. But generally, I move for the adoption of this report as a true reflection of what transpired in our oversight. Thanks.
That's right.
Thank you, Chair. Good morning to the honorable members and the officials on the platform. welcome back the whip of the committee. You seem to be very strong. Thank you to the Almighty. Chair, I think the report, the content of the report reflects exactly what we have seen. And first, let's appreciate this report and the stance of the Minister of Water and Sanitation to have intervened in a problem that took some more years from different institutions, COPTA, NATURE, many other departments tried. They couldn't. And even Human Settlement, they couldn't. And the decision to take this matter to Water and Sanitation is working. That decision is working, let alone the challenges that have been there. But what is good is that they've been found. Where are these challenges and highly technical issues that people wanted to do this bucket eradication in a shallow space, whereas it's a deep-rooted issue, highly technical. So I think we need to appreciate the report and also appreciate this decision, which seems to be working for our people. That's three areas, Chair. The issue of these forums that are delaying and disrupting service delivery progress, I think there is a need because it is happening in many projects, I would imagine in many departments. There is a need for a responsible department to come up with a regulation or a policy, whatever, to address this matter upfront. It should not be a matter of Sotuga, yo, nabo, ye, yo, it must be the police. It should be a matter that is institutionalized by a responsible department having had this particular issue. It's my view, Chair, that this matter must not be here and now. We are not reporting a sequential disruption that are happening in our project. So that's my proposal, Chair, that perhaps that should be taken to a responsible department to deal with these contractors. The second issue is we must agree that the department has not managed yet to have a systematic monitoring. Systematic monitoring is institutionalized. It's a matter of knowing what was the decision on the basis of the business proposal and the project planning towards the project implementation. I wish that the construction unit of the department understands very well how to monitor systematically. I think the department needs to put that because it's holding big projects that are technically complicated. So the absence of that institutionalized systematic process is going to cost us. So I do want to raise that. I think we raised it many a times, this issue of tight monitoring systematically. The last one, Chair, is the issue of, I don't know what are we going to do about the municipality lack of capacities. There is a need, perhaps if we can maybe put that in our recommendation, to establish a synergy on the monitoring of projects. with the municipalities. I think it's a little bit loose as I listen. One of the issues is that we entered a project in Free State, but in the middle of the project, we discovered that geotech was not done. In the middle. But it's something that have been in our clear assessment of the business proposal when we started the program within the scope. Have these areas happened? What are the findings? How does it happen that we get to that on the middle of the project and the project started? It's delayed and the waste is a waste of money. So I'm saying the department should tighten up its synergy of monitoring with capabilities and also the systematic way of monitoring in projects, more especially complicated projects like this. I just wanted to raise those issues, having agree with the report, but I think there's something that we didn't tighten up, which also involved us as the department working with other stakeholders in the process. Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Sharma.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I don't see a hand on the podium. Let me just say that maybe we need also to, because some of the things that you are saying, Mam Swai and Mam Sala, you are recommending a process forward rather than contesting the content of the report. So therefore, the view by Honorable Jake that we can adopt the report as is, but with an addition of the things that you are adding, just makes sense. I think we need to follow it that way. I know that my mom Sala is saying that there are things that are not contained in the report on the basis of what she might have, that we might have found while there. Maybe if we can just deepen those understanding and have it in a report, Tomani, if there is such. And I'm sure she might help you to identify those, and then we add them on the report. But I did not hear anyone who's saying she's opposed to the report being adopted as proposed by Honorable Tseke.
I support the adoption, Chair, with those additions.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much, Memusala. I'm sure you will not have an issue in the matter that we are closing the matter.
No, Chairperson, it must be adopted with amendments now, because if we are going to amend and do them at the corners, it's not proper. So let's put those few things, like where we are saying that the site agent was, the site manager was in hospital, then we must recommend that. There must be someone to replace that person in the meantime.
Nobody contested your input on those one, but I'm saying to Tomani, he must add those, put proper English on them and add them onto the final recommendations.
Yes, and we must also not forget that wastewater infrastructure that is being abandoned there, and it must also reflect in the report.
Thank you very much. The report being adopted, can you move into the... Tomani, I'm sure you have heard what the committee is saying. Try to tabulate those issues into in the report. The second report, who's presenting it? Nosipa?
It's sharing, Chairperson. Tomani can stop sharing on the screen.
Good morning, Sharon Dawood. Thank you very much.
Good morning, Chairperson. Good morning, members. Good morning, colleagues. I'm not going to read the report verbatim. I will not read the report verbatim. I'm just going to summarize quickly. This was a draft report of the Portfolio Committee on Water and Sanitation on the oversight visit. No, sorry, I've got the wrong report. Okay. Sorry about that. This was a draft report of the Portfolio Committee on Water and Sanitation on a follow-up visit to the Limpopo province to assess progress on the Giani Bulk Water Project, 18th to the 19th of April, dated, it'll be today's date. The Portfolio Committee on Water and Sanitation undertook a follow-up visit to the Limpopo province to assess progress on the Giani Bulk Water Project, by which 35 villages in and around Nandoni and in Same Dam would be provided with potable water, and reports as follows. The introduction basically gives the constitutional mandate governing the executive undertaking of water and sanitation, as well as the constitutional aspects with regard to submission of petitions. The oversight, the focus was to assess the departmental commitment to constructing, refurbishing, augmenting bulk water and sanitation infrastructure to address water services challenges in Giani. The focus was on whether the department had progressed in its objective of transferring water from Nandoni Dam to augment the Insame and the Middle Letaba water treatment work system. As an essential component of the department's work to provide bulk water infrastructure, the Mopani District Municipality was charged to undertake work as an implementing agent for articulation and Giani Water Treatment Works refurbishment. In October 2022, Mopani District Municipality advertised for contractors to start constructing phase one, articulation to 24 villages and refurbishing the existing 30 villages. Giani Water Treatment Works. The delegation. The opening remarks by the chairperson was reiterating the objectives of the visit, which was to assess and ascertain how the Department of Water and Sanitation fulfilled its obligations for the provision of bulk water and sanitation infrastructure to the Giani and surrounding villages. Furthermore, there was a focus on understanding the extent to which the department met the proposed timeframes with the necessary funding. And another critical component of water service provision was the capability and capacity of the Mopani District Municipality to undertake the refurbishment of the Giani Water Treatment Works and the provision of a sustainable reticulation network to provide potable water to 55 affected villages. Three looks at the presentation by the Department of Water and Sanitation, that is the national and regional heads, and they gave us a background of the Nandoni Dam and the construction of the water treatment plants, pumping stations, bulk water distribution pipelines, service reservoirs, and an obstruction to supply water for domestic use. And then that Nandoni Dam, they give a brief background of the construction of the dam and the height as well as the capacity of the dam. And the three water services authorities that the scheme was supposed to provide potable water to, that is Vembe, Mopani, and Capricorn. And then further, it provides the history of when Lepele Northern Water Board was asked by a ministerial directive to intervene and to assist Mopani District to address water challenges. The intervention included refurbishment of existing water and sanitation infrastructure, including pump stations, repairs of leaking pipes and reservoirs. And the project was initiated to address water services challenges in Giani due to infrastructure failure, further perpetuated by drought conditions that affected the yield of both the Insami and Middle Letaba dams. And then the intention mentioned previously to supply water for domestic use to communities living in and around the dam with the requisite bulk infrastructure and reticulation networks between 2014 and to date did not materialize due to a myriad of challenges on the Giani Bulk Water Project, which ranged from allegations of corruption on the project, failure of contractual obligations, and transgressions of the Public Finance Management Act by the implementing agent, Lepele Northern Water Board. Currently, the Special Investigating Unit is compiling its report. Thereafter, the department provided an overview of the extracting water, then the license amounts. We also had a briefing at the Insami Water Treatment Works, and one of the biggest challenges was that the electricity load shedding has compounded the functionality challenge of Giani Water Treatment Works. The plant was not cooking during the oversight visit due to load shedding and repairs that were underway. There is 24/7 security at the plant, but currently there is water supply to communities is supplemented by water carting or tankers to offset the lack of water from boreholes. The water loss in the area is 39%. Then we moved on to a briefing by the Giani Wastewater Treatment Work. And the package plant is constructed to treat wastewater during the refurbishment of the main plant now needs to be functional due to burnt and broken submerged pumps due to load shedding. COCTA has appointed a contractor to carry out the refurbishment at this point. The recommendation on that specific one by the members was that Mopani District Municipality should provide a report on the refurbishment and upgrading of the Giani Wastewater Treatment Plant, which should provide details on timeframes, budget, and interim solutions to wastewater treatment in Giani. Secondly, the department should also provide a report on directives issued on Giani wastewater discharge of untreated wastewater into water resources. The report should indicate sanctions and criminal charges issued against the municipality. There was a briefing at the home of 14A Village. The committee inspected the reticulation system, which Vuka Vuka Trading is constructing on behalf of Mopani District Municipality, and involves the installation of a 75-millimeter diameter UPVC pipeline. The communities are concerned with the speed within which the pipeline is laid to contain the durability and quality of the work. Nevertheless, the councillors are concerned that the project is taking too long to complete. The community members also informed the committee that they are currently buying water from those that have boreholes at 3.50 for 20 litres. In addition, the borehole water quality is poor as it has high sodium content, making it unsuitable for drinking and preparing baby milk. Kids spend more time carting water with wheelbarrows than studying at school. The municipality has 3 water trucks that are meant to serve 96 villages. The trucks are mainly used to supply water to funerals and villages when no demand is low. The water supply challenges are compounded by vandalism, as a water supply point used to rotate among villages, but the bulb has been vandalized. It now only supplies nearby villages. The contractor on site indicated that the project would be completed in 2 months, is June 2023. The committee resolved to visit the project in June 2023 to observe the completion of the project. The remarks and observations by the committee. Although the committee welcomed the undertaking, the work undertaken by the Department of Water and Sanitation in respect of meeting its obligations of completing phase one of the Giani bulk water project, including constructing a bulk infrastructure and a 40.5-kilometer pipeline, the committee was concerned that the constitutional obligation to ensure potable water to communities in and around the Nandoni Dam over the years has not been met. The committee noted the completion of the bulk infrastructure, but the disconnect and misalignment between the work of the department in ensuring bulk services provision within the set period, as opposed to the inability of municipalities to match the reticulation network system soon after the bulk is completed, creates significant challenges and anomalies in ensuring the optimal functionality of water and sanitation infrastructure across the value chain. The announcement by the department and Mopani District Municipality that reticulation for 24 villages started with a 12-month anticipation completion date of June 2023 for water to flow to identified villages via yard taps was welcome. So the committee harshly criticized the time frames factored against the approximate 10 to 15 years wait for piped water to surrounding communities. On the issue of the refurbishment of old water treatment works and dysfunctionality of new water treatment works in Itsami, this issue confused the committee, with members arguing that oversight and projects with capturing of associated risks on an ongoing basis was critical in project management, which neither the department nor the district municipality was addressing. Linked to 6.4 above, the issue and overseeing the use of the water services infrastructure grant, municipal infrastructure grant, and equitable share over the years to address operations and maintenance of water treatment works transferred by the Department and National Treasury to Mopani District Municipality was considered by the members of the committee as fruitless and wasteful expenditure if it did not meet the objectives of the said grants. The committee urged the department not to promise unrealistic timeframes to complete projects, as this frustrates communities when deadlines are not met with no proper communication provided. While the committee welcomed the department's decision to increase the scope of work to include reticulation to households, it highlighted the continuing challenge of inadequate funding and skills in municipalities, which poses challenges for municipalities to deliver on their mandate. The committee also criticized the vandalism of boreholes drilled to benefit the area's people and maintained that it was unacceptable that 68 of the 154 boreholes had been vandalized. These should constitute acts of criminality, and the community must work with the South African Police Services to ensure perpetrators are arrested and prosecuted. Although the committee was reassured by the department's ability to undertake its work within the proposed timeframes, monitoring the proposed deadline for certain project phases was essential. This constitutes the completion of the 40-kilometer the pipeline, the installation of raw water pumps, which will be completed by 30th of April 2023, and then the refurbishment of the Giani water treatment works is expected to be completed by December 2023. The myriad of challenges within the water and sanitation scope of work in South Africa range from a critically water-stressed country, which determines scientifically regulating water supply and demand. Furthermore, the state of national and local government water and sanitation infrastructure, specifically wastewater treatment works, is well captured in the recent Green Drop 2022 report published by the Department of Water and Sanitation. Some of the Green Drop report's findings highlighted that wastewater treatment plants in South Africa often exceeded their design capacity, had dysfunctional processes, ineffective disinfection equipment, poor flow monitoring devices, and needed to be more compliant in treating sewage and sludge. The Giani wastewater treatment works in the Mopani District Municipality is not exempt from the above-mentioned challenges. Members raised concerns around the sustainability of water and sanitation infrastructure, both new and aging, and noted that not all poor households benefit from large-scale both water and sanitation infrastructure as a result of a large number of poorly functioning systems in rural areas, lack of reticulation systems, and restricted access in urban areas as a result of affordability or technical problems at the local government level. Many rural water supply schemes are not functional, maintenance budgets are inadequate, and many ventilated improved pit latrines are not being emptied. Many wastewater treatment works are operating over capacity and performing poorly. The total cost of providing services are often not fully accounted for. Insufficient resources are available to the sector, from user fees and government grants to maintain services over time. In addition, there are governance failures within local government, the tier of government responsible for water service provision to households in terms of the constitution. Members argued that there is a need to relook at the ability of some municipalities to operate as water user authorities or water service providers. The crux of the debate was whether these functions be taken away from certain municipalities as a conditional grant is not optimally used for its intended purposes, or should these grants be ring-fenced to ensure compliance by municipalities. Another point was that National Treasury, in monitoring and evaluating spending trends on water services in municipalities, will not issue any enforcement against a particular municipality for using the equitable share for other projects. Therefore, there is a need to bring about more stringent accountability measures against non-performing municipalities. The resolutions, the first one was consequence management. The committee calls for consequence management to be implemented against those who have defrauded the state, thereby negatively impacting the implementation of the project. In its legacy report, the committee will urge the Portfolio Committee and Water and Sanitation in the seventh administration to ensure focused oversight on the investigation and prosecution of perpetrators. Monitoring of timeframes in respect of the completion of different phases of the project and leveraging technology for sustainable water management and bulk infrastructure projects. The Department of Water and Sanitation and Mopani District Municipality should explore ways to fast-track the construction processes through modern technology, such as using solar panels for electricity generation for water treatment plants and digital construction planning. Additionally, project managers should work closely with suppliers and contractors to ensure timely delivery of materials and equipment to avoid unnecessary delays. There was also recommendation made by the members was that the emphasis should be on the importance of long-term monitoring and planning. Project planners of water and sanitation bulk infrastructure should identify and solve design and construction conflicts beforehand by implementing a robust project management plan and effective coordination among stakeholders to minimize delays. Another issue that was central to the discussion by members was the security of bulk water and sanitation infrastructure projects. And the issue of the functionality of water treatment works by following standards and ensuring systematic operations and maintenance with funding. The portfolio committee recommended that the minister, through the department and entities, working with together with all three spheres of government and optimally using the parameters of the district development model, work out short 3 months, medium and long-term 6 months solutions to facilitate the action on pollution challenges in the country. And then another area of concern with the recommendation was there is a definitive need to address the capabilities and capacities of water authorities to take over bulk water and sanitation infrastructure to ensure sustainability of water service provision. There was some discussion on public-private partnership to assist with operations and maintenance of bulk water to avoid project cost overruns. And the committee recommended that the department and water services authorities must conduct a detailed cost-benefit analysis and risk assessment to identify potential cost overruns and develop a contingency plan upfront. The team should also explore using sustainable and cost-effective construction materials and technologies to reduce project costs. Additionally, the project team can engage with the local community and other stakeholders to secure funding or investment for the project. Provided some notes on technical complications, and the committee noted that in order to avoid technical complications, it is imperative that the project team can engage with technical experts and specialists to conduct thorough feasibility studies and detailed design and engineering analysis to identify potential technical challenges upfront. It is also essential for project teams to also communicate extensively with all stakeholders, especially the local community, to gain valuable input and insight into the project's technical requirements. Furthermore, the project team should establish a working relationship with the local authorities and government agencies responsible for water resource management to obtain necessary permits and approvals. The report to be considered. Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Sharon. Thank you very much. There we are. Can I see hands on the podium? I see none. Okay, Mamasala the first. That's far on the one. Mamasala.
No. Thanks so much.
Meseke also. Okay.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Chair. I don't also see the very same thing on the abandonment of the wastewater infrastructure plans. Chairperson, to explain this thoroughly so that everyone can understand. In 2014, there was an upgrading of the treatment works that was done by the former president, Jacob Zuma, in Mopani. That is the new infrastructure, wastewater treatment plant that you saw when we were in Mopani, where we were told that it only worked for some time, then it collapsed due to electricity issues. Hence, we were talking about also on the issues of why we don't buy generators, why we don't buy a solar system to assist that plant. But that plant, Chairperson, the new plant that was opened by the former president, it only worked for 4 days, the information that we got. Only 4 days, and then it stopped. Now Mopani is saying that wastewater is giving us problems. Wastewater treatment plant, we're going to refurbish this new one now. So you can see there's a trend now of every time when the people experience a problem, they abandon this one, they go for the new one. Now they are now saying to us they're going to refurbish the old one, the old one before the 2014. They are now leaving that one that worked for 4 days, which is a lot of money rendered program. When we were there, we asked some problem, some questions. They told us that they're going to appoint they've appointed the company to do the investigation on that plant. Why were they appointing that investigation just now? Because that thing was opened in 2014. It collapsed 4 days after that. Only now they are appointing an investigator to investigate what is the problem. The day when we were there were people saying they're here to investigate and all those things. Now we're going to, and there's no waste treatment plant that is working in Mopani as we are speaking. We're going to experience a very cholera that is affecting people of Hammanskraal. Sewage spillages is going to be all over of Mopani. So Chairperson, this thing must come there. We asked so many questions about that treatment plant that collapsed there. So it must come there as a resolution. There must be an investigation as soon as possible that must give us a feedback of what is happening, what happened, what transpired, why did it operate for 4 days? Because according to this MMC, she was lying. She said it just collapsed last week. It was not last week. It was a long time ago. So we need a thorough investigation now to tell us what is happening there. They must stop telling us lies when we are doing oversight. The other thing, Chairperson, is the issue of Senegal. I saw it somewhere where they say that Senegal is taking more water as he was supposed to be. Chairperson, we need to intervene on that as well. We must come with
reason. Why are you talking about Senegal? We're in Kian.
No. Not Senegal. This one, ZZ2. I saw there's an issue of ZZ2 who's getting more water than everyone in Mopani. So, Chairperson, we must put a recommendation there. Also, to talk about the monopoly of these water resources by the few. So we need, as a department, to work on that as well. We cannot allow one person to be running as if he's running his own thing in here. So the department must intervene and give us a report on that, because we must all be equitable in terms of access to water, irrespective of our race and social status. So it must come there as well as a recommendation, Chairperson. The other thing, Chairperson, I saw there Sherin put something on security, but there was no recommendation below. When we were talking about security, we were speaking about the issues of the boreholes. Mopani has drilled so many boreholes which are not working as we are speaking, and they were telling us there. And it is because there was no enough security. So it must show that it was also with the issue of these boreholes, that the government wasted money drilling. Today, not even a single one is working because of theft, because of they are not being energized because there is no electricity. The Mopani itself is not even paying Eskom. Hence, we are having this problem of this boreholes that have collapsed. So there must be security as well in terms of these things of the boreholes. You can't just drill a resource of the state and then afterwards there's no one. You don't leave anyone to look after that important resource of the people. Thank you so much, Chair.
No, the ZZ2 does not compete with people of Mopani for water. They use raw water, which is for farming. We people of Mopani want treated water. Yes, they might be having dams that are full of raw water, but it's not necessarily a competition. It's a parallel structure that uses another sort of water, not the one that people are drinking. But that's fine. But I think...
You know, Chairperson, there are also black farmers in Mopani who they don't have access to those raw water. But this one guy told ZZ2 has no pole on the raw water. So we need to deal with those things. We are not talking about drinking. We are talking about all these things. Farming is also part of
We have not met black farmers to tell us what we are talking about. This issue of you when we are in meetings, having parallel meetings and get sideshow information and use it in a meeting, it is wrong. We have not met black farmers. We have not heard that complaint by black farmers. Where did you get that? Because I have not said in a meeting. Where did you get
there it? Is in the, there is it on the report where it says that the two extract is extracting more water than anyone.
No. Which water are they extracting? We must not use
the raw water, which is supposed to all of us must have access to this raw water as the black.
Why do you want to use raw water?
We must also extract water from that raw water. It's only that the two has
Yeah, Chair, please, man, can we have order in the meeting, Chair? Thank you very much, and thank you, Shireen, for the presentation on the report on the oversight that we had on our oversight. And I think it also captured the issues that have been raised there, either from the department and questions that were raised by even members of this committee when we interacted with the department and all the stakeholders there. Chair, I would want also to raise a similar recommendation that I raised there on tracking the progress report, Shireen. We must be able to have a resolution on how do we then get a progress report on the performance of those contractors in the 24 villages. I think there were also deadlines, or I think it was around December. And along the process, surely they've informed us that there will be new contractors that will be appointed for the remaining villages. But secondly, we also want to appreciate the work by the department. You know, since the new minister, Minister Mtunu, has been deployed in that department, I think all of us, we can see the movement, we can see progress. And I think, Chair, as the department has committed, definitely, surely, we're hoping that the 24 villages around December, they will be able to get the water, the household, because the household connection were at an advanced stage. So we're hoping that they're going to get water, but we must be able to get a progress report, either virtual or written. We would appreciate that. And then, Chair, on the issue of the wastewater treatment plant, yes, our country is the ticking point. It's only not only Rival, which does have some problems throughout the country. I think we do have some challenges wherein the department must be able to move swiftly in terms of taking over those or working together with the municipalities to make sure that those water treatment works are working. But nonetheless, I would want Honorable Mashala to clarify me, because Chair, remember we have a water treatment plant in Nsami, wherein we do have two parallel infrastructures. The other one is new, and it's the one which has worked for 2 months and which was launched by the former president, President Zuma. It's a water waste, it's a water treatment plant, which is in Nsami. And currently, the one which is working is an old one. And they're also refurbishing it to increase its capacity. And we have visited another one after Nsami, wherein there's a new, though not working, treatment plant. We visited the wastewater treatment plant. The old one is there, not working and not being taken care of. And there's another new, which was not working because of load shedding and so forth and so forth. And they said they have appointed the contractor on site. So we should not mix the two. The other one is called, I think, Giyani Wastewater Treatment Plant. And the other one is a water treatment plant, which is in San. So I think we must differentiate the two. But with regard to the issues that she's raising, I would want to agree with her. But let's differentiate the two projects, the water treatment plant and the wastewater treatment plant. Thanks, Chair.
Okay. I'm sure the officials hear that. But the 2004 work that has not been done, for the cause that it be investigated in 2023, what are we going to achieve in doing that? Memsal, there were administrations that are more than two that they were there by 2000. And we are now reacting on the 2000, on the fifth administration failures of not having done certain things. But you are now pulling us back to 2004 administration, that we must investigate that. The second point I'm saying all of us, we need to reconsider. We might have taken this decision, I remember, the constant reporting back to us by the department. We said monthly. I'm sure we were a little bit anxious. Monthly is not necessarily feasible, because what will we have done in a month? Maybe we need to, as you're saying, we need to get a written report bi-monthly, say for a quarterly, but bi-monthly. At least there is space to do work and space to formulate a report. So I want to ask that the committee do amend our time frame from 1 month to 2 months, and then we stick to those particular time frames of that 2 months in order for us to get a progress report. But otherwise, I'm sure the metric was you were moving that the report be adopted with the amendment as made.
Yes, Chair. Yes, Chair. I move for the adoption of this report with amendments. Thanks.
Okay.
Chairperson, I've raised my hand. You've been talking about my name, but now I've raised my hand. I'm not considered.
It's because
they're even asking questions. So you want me to respond on those questions on a debate?
No.
You ask questions, so don't make it. Even Honorable Zeki asks questions, so I want to respond.
But it is me who's sharing the meeting, not you.
No, I'm asking.
Okay.
Unfortunately, you are sharing, but I have to ask. So I'm asking you, can I please come?
I must allow you space to speak in order to ask. If I did not allow you, you can just go on. Yes, your hand is up. I can see. Talk then.
Thanks so much, Chairperson. If you remember very well when we were on that side of the wastewater treatment plant, this is what the MMC told us. They told us that they are busy with the investigation of what is happening with that wastewater treatment plant that is being abandoned, the new one, which worked for some few months and then it collapsed. So hence we are saying that there must be the recommendation somewhere there to say that that report must come. I think she was also even mentioning the issue of SIU and something, but it's not reflecting in our report with regards to that wastewater treatment plant. There's something happening. So we need to put it in that report. Honorable Zeki, your question, both sides, it's a mess. Wastewater treatment plant and the waste and the water treatment plant in Sani is a mess. All of them worked for 2 months, 3 months, and then they collapsed. Hence, we are sitting with this problem. But my concern for now, I was referring to the wastewater treatment plant. I'm saying let's get a recommendation there that speak about the investigation, because we were told about that investigation, that they are busy now with the investigation. So it must reflect on the report that an investigation is coming, or they are busy with the investigation to get exactly what is happening there. We need to know what is happening. We can't just abandon such important infrastructure or such infrastructure that we are wasting a lot of money on them. And we don't even follow up because they are for the 5th parliament or 7th parliament or whatever. We need to follow up. What is happening? What happened? Why did it work for few months? Is dead. Now we must move to an old one. So hence I'm raising the, I wanted to respond, Chairperson. Thank you. I'm done, Chair.
Yes. I'm not sure why you repeat your questions, because those questions were not contested, save for the fact that, of course, I was saying, and you are still not clarifying the point, that if we investigated 2004 match and 2023, and we are going to, that report will be given in the 7th administration, you are saying. Yes, I think we must appreciate it, but for that concern, but the feasibility of it is just a little bit of a dice. But let's resolve it as you are saying. Nobody's contesting it. Let's look at it. The report has been moved for adoption with the amendments. I want a second.
Can I second, even if I was not present in the?
No, you can't.
Okay, fine.
I've taken the report, Chairperson.
Thanks, Honorable Leon.
It's a good report, Chair. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks. Hello. I'm sharing you whilst I'm in the piglet. In the piglet, you see.
Yeah, I'm on chair.
How beautiful, Lube?
Don't show us.
Yeah?
No, Chairman. Chair, can you close the meeting?
Don't even tell us.
Okay. No, before we close, if we have seconded, one announcement I want to make, colleagues, is that remember, we are our follow-up meeting is on the 6th of June, on the 13th of June. That meeting is a physical meeting. It's the last meeting of the term. It is a physical meeting in Cape Town. So with that in mind,
Can we go to Johannesburg? Can you please organize a meeting? Sorry, Chair. Johannesburg, Gauteng. Let's cross the provinces. Our parliament is in Cape Town. Chairperson, let's crisscross the provinces. Can we have this meeting in Gauteng?
Parliament is in Cape Town, Mikala. So we're meeting in Cape Town. Thank you very much. The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you, Orchard.